The Midnight Snack podcast would like to acknowledge the Dharawal and Bidjigal people as the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on today.
We would like to pay respects to elders both past and present and extend our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across this nation listening today.
What up, everyone? This is Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
This is Roo, aka the Cultured Black Kid.
And you're listening to the Midnight Snack podcast.
Let's go. Australia's Tastiest Podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture.
Here to bring you the latest, greatest, and add to your playlist.
How are you doing this week, Lolly?
I'm so good. I feel like I always say that, which is a good thing because I'm never bad. But I've been making the best music of my life recently. So this week's just been great. Many blessings to myself and to my whole team. So yeah, very happy. How about you?
Any of that coming soon?
Look, I want to drop one like every week, but I'm stopping myself. So probably sooner than you guys think.
Nice. Nice. Well, stay tuned.
Yeah.
And I am doing well. It's been a hectic week at work this week, but thankfully by this time next week, as in on the Friday when we record, I'll be on break. So that's going to be good.
Oh, nice.
Apart from that, I got my hair done. I'm turning to the camera right now to show you guys, taking off my headphones, what my hair looks like. Seeing as, you know, you were allowed to show off your nails, I thought I couldn't show off my hair. Got it braided.
My nails are still the same.
Nice.
By the way, guys, just if in case you want another video of my nails, they're here so I can take the spotlight from Rose's hair.
Yes, no. Shout out to Rose out in Liverpool. Absolutely bodied this hair. Yeah, no. If you need the hookup, go to Liverpool.
Yeah. It does look great, guys. If you care about my opinion, I think it looks great. So. Yes.
And a Lolly compliment is far few.
Far exactly.
Few. So I'll take what I get. But speaking of compliments and, you know, giving praise, let's get into this intro in which Billie Eilish has started her Australian tour this month. It started in Sydney, where she opened at Kudos to about 20,000 people. Last time Eilish was in Sydney, she performed at a venue a quarter of the size. And the time before that in 2017, which that's weird. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but you know, time flies and you know, people blow up like that. She played a pub gig in Lansdowne to, you know, not many people. So, you know, it's really cool to see, you know, you never know what's going to happen in five years or, you know, even 1 year. So I think that's really cool.
That's mad inspiring.
Yeah, no.
I love that.
Billie's tour continues through Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, and Perth through the rest of September. So, you know.
Nice.
If you are a fan of the one Billie Eilish, then yeah. And you live in one of those cities, and yeah, go check it out. I'm sure it looks like it's a really dope show. Not something that I would go watch personally, but yeah. You know, if you are a big fan of Billie's work, then you know. You never know when she's coming back next. So make sure you always go check out the artists that you really love as much as possible.
You never know when the next pandemic's going to hit, guys.
Exactly. But speaking of music that we do enjoy, or at least I can speak for myself, let us get into our music for this episode. And we talked about it. I mentioned it last week in the Accidental Curly Fry. We are going to talk about the rest of Sampa the Great's album,
yes,
As Above, So Below, as well as a couple other things. All that right after this. All right, we are back. Let us get into our music for this week and let us kick us off with this Sampa the Great album.
Yes.
What did you think of this album? I really want to hear your thoughts first before I get into my deep dive.
Well, I have to say Sampa the Great came with straight fire for her sophomore album. I think it is so much better than the first album, and I really enjoyed her first album. So, yeah, I really think that this was a step up and a step in the right direction. I think sonically it's extremely best way to say it, I guess, is diverse or fluid. It's a sonically fluid album. And she blends a bunch of different styles, which keeps it exciting and refreshing, but still sounds within the world of the album. It doesn't really stray away from the sound that she's created for this album. So contextually, it's still there, but she's blending hip hop, soul, a bit of New York drill. I heard a bunch of different styles in here, which kept it refreshing for me. She starts off the album with a song called Shadows, which is just about manifestation. It's got a Zambian poem in there, which is amazing. I want to translate that. I want to find the translation for it and really understand it more. But wow, I just think the way she's blended these different styles as well as her traditional style in there with her Zambian roots is just phenomenal. And for someone that can't, you know, relate to that side of Sampa's music, I just think I was able to respect it and still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is amazing that she's able to do that and connect to people who aren't of the same background, I guess.
Definitely. And it's interesting. I do have a similar note on my notes regarding that. I say, where is it? How Sampa incorporates traditional samples and language into her music is beautiful. But I have a personal problem, not with the album, but with myself. This is an internal issue that is really frustrating. And I wrote, overall, I fairly enjoyed this album, but there's just something that doesn't draw me in fully to Sampa's music. And unfortunately, I think that is a personal thing, not Sampa's fault. And I wrote as a side note to that, or as a continuation of the note, I'm worried that having grown up in a white Australian society and not having a real connection to my African roots, or only learning about Black history, like really over the past couple years, is holding me back from truly connecting to the art of this album. So it's interesting that you say that, like, it's beautiful, you know, I'd love to translate the poem, get to know, you know, the background of, you know, some of these songs, the traditional elements, maybe the instruments or, and stuff like that. I'm like, I agree, but I feel you're coming at it from a place of, I'm excited to learn about this. But I'm coming at it from a place of, I am excited to learn about it, but I'm disappointed that I don't already know a certain level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I relate to that 100% because that's how I feel with Arabic music. Mm-hmm. It's something that was on when I was growing up, but it wasn't something that we were absorbing. I was influenced by my older sisters who were listening to Chris Brown and Craig David. Yeah, so I think I'm excited because it's a blend. It's a bilingual blend that I'm craving lately because I'm trying to incorporate more of my culture in my own music. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the relation and why I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel you because whenever I listen to a song and I don't understand it fully in Arabic, it annoys me. I get frustrated with myself.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's like I said, this is not Sampa's fault. This is 100% my fault and or my personal issue. But and it's not even the fact that, like, I'm not Zambian. And I think there's a part of Sampa's heritage that's also from Botswana. But I'm neither of those. I'm South African, even though South Africa is close to those countries. But even still, like, so it's not even a same country thing. It's just a, you know, connection to the motherland.
Which you don't think you have. And that's
not as strong as I wish.
As you want. Yeah.
I feel like I have a pop culture. I respect that. Relation to the motherland. It's Black Panther, Wakanda, that. Yeah. It's not a legitimate, it's very surface level. Hence what I said on the, in my accidental curly fry, I've never forget last week. Yeah. Why my thoughts on what that song is about is very surface level. It's not, it's not deep. Like I wish I could listen to it and be like, ah, yes. And I
wish you could connect to it.
Yeah.
To it on a deeper level, but you just don't have that connection.
Do you have anything else to add regarding the album? Maybe songs that you didn't enjoy before I jump in?
100%. I enjoyed all of them. I can't say I enjoyed all of them at the same level, but I did enjoy all of them, needless to say. I do have some favorites on here, and I have to say my absolute favorite on this album is Lorraine featuring Mwanje. Forgive me if that was incorrect. I'm really bad with pronunciations. But yes, amazing song, amazing features on that. I also like Lane featuring Denzel Curry, mm-hmm. Imposter Syndrome, IDGAF, Never Forget, with heaps of features on there. I think mm-hmm. the features on here on the whole album were just beautifully and specifically chosen mm-hmm. and very well balanced.
Nice. Oh, a least favorite?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Okay.
No, it was, I forgot which one. There's one on there that's like quite traditional sounding, mm-hmm. quite African sounding, mm-hmm. and I didn't really connect with it. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I was just like, oh, this is one I probably won't listen to just because, you know, I don't really feel anything. I'm not really experiencing anything here. But as it got to like 2 minutes into the song, I was like, this is so catchy. Don't understand what the hell they're saying, but I vibe with this so hard. So it's definitely up there with the favorites now.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Denzel's feature on Lane is solid. I do enjoy Joey's on Mask on as well. I think it hit mm-hmm. me more on the second listen. And I think it's dope that she's able to get features like them on an album. And, you know, shout out to Sampa for, you know, getting to that level of notoriety where you can get such dope American acts that are recognizable 100%. By the world on your album. I remember, just a quick side note, I remember when I was studying in America and I walked down to the record store just randomly, just because I found out there was a record store in the town I was in. And there was a vinyl record of Sampa from her last album in the city. And I'm like, what is this doing here? Like, it was crazy that, like, I'm in such a small town that, like, no one would know just in general. And I'm in this small hole-in-the-wall record store and there's a Sampa vinyl right there. And I'm like,
that is crazy.
Yeah.
Like that it's sitting there.
Yeah, it was on, like, at the front. It was staring me right in the face. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Wow.
So
she's Australian, right?
Yeah.
It's so great to see homegrown artists getting to this level of success where I know you and I both want to be and more.
100%.
It's inspiring. And it's also just so good to celebrate our own artists from Australia.
Definitely. Definitely. So, you know, shout out to Sampa. I know it's not a big feat to have Denzel or Joey Badass on an album, but, you know, I think it's still dope. I personally just think it's really, really dope because those are two of my favorite artists in the world. So, yeah. And I think
I'd still be plugging that like crazy. I'd be tooting my own horn times three if I had them feature on my albums. Sure. Like, it's still such a big achievement.
Oh, I'd be talking about it to every stranger on the street. Be like, hey, do you know Joey Badass is on my album? Just thought I'd let you know. Joey Badass.
I'm gonna tell Craig because when he hears this episode, he's gonna definitely want you to do that and film it.
Yes.
For the
just walk up to random people.
You're going up to everyone. Yo, I got him featuring, but you don't actually. That's good.
I do that with local artists. I'll be like,
anything. Craig's gonna export you to the export. That's the wrong word. Exploit.
Yeah.
Craig's gonna exploit you to the public.
Yes. And finally. Let Me Be Great is a perfect finisher, I think. My favorite, I mentioned it last week, Never Forget. I also like Lorraine and I like Tilly Bobo. Least favorite, maybe Can I Live. Again, it's very similar reasons to Ari Lennox. It's just not as memorable for me.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
Yeah, but despite all those, to get to the rating parts of our review, I give it a 3 out of 5. Again, like I said, maybe I just need to really sit down and like really study her music. But I don't know. I'm just not drawn in. And yeah, it's not the music's fault. So I give it a 3 out of 5.
That's valid. Well, because I'm really into that soulful vibe right now and she just delivered with that, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. And I think the reason I didn't give it a 4.5 or a 5 is because comparing it to the other albums that I've just been playing on repeat, mm-hmm. I don't think it's up there with them at this exact mm-hmm. point. But again, it's only been out for like a week and a bit. So it could definitely grow on me. So at the moment, it's a 4.
Nice. Well, once again, shout out to Sampa the Great, absolute legend out here. Doing it amongst, you know, the greats. As above, so below. Yeah. Make sure you go check it out. Now let us move on to another Aussie artist doing it big out here, Masked Wolf,
mm-hmm.
Sailor on the Moon, featuring, again, some more, you know, recognizable American acts, IDK and 2022 XXL freshman KC. So this song has the opposite title of his one that actually got featured on the NBA 2K23 soundtrack, which is called mm-hmm. Astronauts on the Ocean, I think it is. So this song, the one we're reviewing, is called Sailor on the Moon. And the other ones, it's got an opposite opposite title. So it's, you know, maybe it's the sister song to that.
I really thought that was clever, by the way.
Yeah. And whilst this one isn't on the 2K23 soundtrack, I still think this one would be a perfect song to be on a NBA mm-hmm. basketball soundtrack. It definitely sounds like something you'd play, you know, playing the game. And, you know, like I said, it meant to have IDK and KC on it. It gives a similar vibe to it gives a similar vibe to Nonstop by Drake. I know the bop more so, not so much sonically. And yeah, no, overall, I really enjoyed this song. What do you think?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I definitely had those exact vibes and the same experience with this song. I think it was all right. It was good. It wasn't like fantabulous, but it was good. It was really good. The hook was catchy. It was definitely something that I was bopping my head to throughout the whole thing, even though there was nothing really that stood out. The whole thing was just overall really good. Production was great on it. The balance between features was amazing on it. But again, nothing really hooked me onto this track other than the fact that the whole thing was a bop and the hook was catchy. So that's not a negative thing. That's definitely a positive thing. The fact that they were able to maintain that throughout the whole song, that bop, was definitely something that I really enjoyed. So yeah, awesome song.
For sure. And just to jump to the rating, I would give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yep, nice. Same.
Nice.
Really enjoyed it.
Cool. So shout out to Masked Wolf. Shout out to getting on the NBA 2K23 soundtrack. That's huge. That's absolutely huge, because that's like one of the most highly regarded sports soundtracks.
Yeah.
Sports video game soundtracks, to be specific.
Yeah, 100%.
Out there, and people always, ever since like 2011, 12, when Jay-Z did the first like curated soundtrack, and mm-hmm. ever since then, you know, the notoriety of the soundtrack has always like has risen, and people have been there's been competitions to get your song on the thing, and you know, it's been huge.
That's so crazy.
To have Masked Wolf, one of ours, on the soundtrack amongst, again, legends is another amazing feat. So
amazing. So, yeah. We love to see it. Love to see homegrown artists doing their thing.
So shout out to Masked Wolf. Go check out that song, Sailor on the Moon. Now, let us wrap it up with our accidental curly fry. So this is a part of the pod where we share some music that we kind of sort of just came across without really looking, kind of like finding an accidental curly fry in a bowl of chips, a nice little surprise. There's always so much good music out, and here at MKS, we don't always get a chance to review it. So this is just a little peek into what's happening in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump in. I'm going to start with...
So much for the manners, ladies first or whatever.
I let you go first.
It's fine, Rue. Go do your thing.
I let you go first 3 times on all things last week.
It doesn't matter. 3 too little. Do what you want to do, though. You're the man. Do what you want, bloody misogynist in this world. Anyway, Rue, give us your accidental curly fry before I cry.
All right. My accidental curly fry is this latest BBGB song called Perfect Timing, which is a collective with Manu, Crooks, Blessed, Be Wise, Kwame, and Lil Spacely.
Jesus.
You know, just bringing them all together. Crazy lineup. And yeah, they're back for their 3rd single as a collective. And this one's probably my favorite out of the 3 that they've put out so far over the past couple months. And one of my dreams is to bring together like all the amazing Black artists and producers and creatives together for like a Revenge of the Dreamers type project. At some point.
Mm.
And I just love seeing these guys together, showing that, you know, that dream at some point is possible if we can get all those dope black artists on one track, yeah, or, you know, for one collective. So, yeah, no, make sure you go check that out. BBGB, Perfect Timing, Manu Crooks, Blessed, B-Wise, Kwame, Lil Spacely.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to check that and the other two singles out. That's crazy.
No, that it's, yeah, it's a great song. And a great, great group, obviously. So.
Yeah.
Well, where's your accent or color from?
Mine was You Want More, Sir by Sirachi, which I think is just so hot and so fresh and just so snazzy. I really like Sirachi these days. They're just amazing. Just an amazing artist. Really crazy human being from what I can see on socials. And I really, really mess with that. And he's definitely, definitely translated in the music. Nice. So thank you, Sirachi, for You Want More, Sir. Dope. So good.
Dope. And make sure you go check out those songs and more on our MKS playlist on Spotify. You can find the link on our socials at MKS Podcast. And yeah, that's going to do us for this episode. Lolly, do you have anything else you would like to say to the people?
I'm getting Thai tonight and I'm really excited because I've been craving it.
What are you going to get specifically? What's your go-to for Thai?
Pad Thai with beef and then fried chicken.
Nice. Nice. No fried rice?
I'm really excited. Like, it's been a craving. No, I'm not really a rice person anymore, to be honest. I know, as an Arab, that's weird. Like, I don't even like rice with my Arab meals. But anyway, that's what I need to tell you guys, because I think the world needed to know my cravings.
No, that's fair. Look, I will, when I have curry, I will opt for roti over rice 95% of the time, 99% of the time. So
yeah, I don't know why I'm like that. It's just what it is.
Yeah, no. So look, ethnic things.
I always, when I'm eating Asian, I go noodles, not rice. Don't know. Just my thing.
Fair enough. Yeah, no. Ethnic things, I guess. All right. That is going to do us for this episode of the MKS Podcast. I have been your co-host, Roo, aka The Culture Black Kid.
And I'm Lolly with an I, not a Y. Get it right.
And we will catch you on Thursday. Australia's Tastiest Podcast and your one-stop shop for all things juicy in the culture, the MKS Podcast. We are out. Peace.
Peace and pad thai.
The Midnight Snack Podcast is hosted by Lolly and Roo and executive produced by AJ and Rennie of Midnight Group. Theme song and transition music by Midnight Sound. Be sure to follow us at MKS Podcast on Instagram and TikTok and DM us if you would like to suggest a topic or like your music to be possibly featured on the show. Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, share and leave a review. It helps a lot. Stay tuned for future episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Peace.